By listening to the Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up, you can pause it at any time. With iPrimus, you can pause your internet bill so you won't pay when you go on holiday. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
There's a new Favola in town.
A new Favola.
Little Jace, my brother, has had his fourth daughter.
Hey. That's amazing. That is seven, that's including your three, seven Favola girls.
Yes, seven Favola girls.
You guys make girls.
Lucky they're not boys. In all sorts of trouble. But the beautiful Megan, Jason's fiancée, had the baby at like 4:30 this morning.
So it's like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, fresh little bubba. I've seen some pictures. She's so cute. She looks like her two little sisters, Liv and Evie, and little Penny Red. She's just different. She's the best.
Penny's amazing.
Penny's amazing. She's just got red hair, and we call her Red. So I hope this one doesn't have red, because then Jason will have a family of rangers. But
well, that would be fine.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think he wanted that. He doesn't want another red one.
Okay. That's extraordinary that you said that.
The issue is, guys, I said, oh, so what's her name?
Yeah.
No name. I said, bro, you've had 9 months and you've already had three kids. And he said, oh, man, I was just hoping the doctor had got it wrong and there was a boy coming, because I've had all boys' names ready to go. I said, no boy, mate. The Favolas don't do boys, so it's got no name.
Oh. So hang on, what are the three girls he's already got?
He's got the first one was Evie.
Evie's gorgeous.
And then there's Liv.
Liv's and cute. Penny. Olivia.
And Penny. Liv, just Liv.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so Liv and
Evie,
Penny.
Evie, Liv. And Penny.
Now, us Favolas don't really go outside too many letters, because I've got Lulu, Lenny and Mia.
Brilliant.
Just because we get tattoos of our kids on our names. So
are you suggesting, Fev, that we might be able to name this
So name? We are naming it.
Yeah, we're naming it. Does Jace know we're naming it?
I don't think so.
Should we get him on the phone at some stage
to
ask him?
Hopefully he answers, but they've just had a baby, so I think it might be a bit tired.
What about Ruby?
But Megan's Ruby. I like Bella.
Bella Favola, yeah. Ruby Favola.
What about Brenda?
Brenda's
that sounds old
like a
school.
Tribute to you, though.
Yeah, 100%. But how exciting. We've got a new little baby.
Really exciting. So good. Congratulations, Jace.
Megan and Jace, congratulations. They're sitting there in the hospital now. And
probably not listening. Probably having a little nap.
No, they are. Jason said, I'll listen.
Jace, Megan, we're so happy for you. And we're going to name your baby
girl.
Call now. It's a Favola. I'm a big fan of horse racing. And a great sprinter, which I'm sure was in some way tribute to Brendan, a great sprinter by the name of Fab Favola. Very handy over 900 metres, a real on-pacer.
Fab.
Yep. I reckon we go with Fab so that you got the little Fab Favola running around.
What about Fab Favola? Used to run 1,000 or over 900, never lost.
Yeah.
It's like me, get to 900 and then the last 100 just really died.
What about?
Yeah, what's yours?
I love alliteration. Fifi Favola.
Oh,
and okay. Alex was in the birth. She got
Flora?
To watch, which was amazing.
That's great.
And she cut the cord.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Jason let her cut the cord, which is so cute. What about me? Why didn't I get to do that?
Why weren't you there?
I didn't get invited.
Let's name the baby 131060.
Fifi, Fev, and Byron.
What a huge morning for our whole family, Brendan.
Yes.
The extended family.
The extended family and my family. Jason didn't do much. But Megsy had another little bubba, fourth little baby. Got four girls under seven, so great effort. So she's laying in there, and she'll probably have a little bubba be feeding now. She's laying there, so the favourite uncle, Brendan, will be meeting that little baby today. Yeah. Little does that kid know that we're on the same wavelength already.
Nice.
Oh, wow. I just realised, you're right, this beautiful baby's got you as its uncle, which is the best thing ever.
Mate.
Fun time uncle.
Yeah, the other three. Now, they
here's a bloke who's been, a little bit slow. We've obviously got to congratulate him this morning, but just been a bit slow to name the little one, that the little one doesn't have a name.
No name.
Dad's on the line.
Jace Favola. Congratulations, Jace.
Morning.
Jace, you've had a new baby for just under 2 hours. How exciting's that?
Yeah, it's good. It's great.
Get up and about, mate.
Well, it's true what they say. It's like watching your favourite pub burn down, though.
Oh. We should have expected
it's
that.
It's a Favola, after all.
Yeah.
He's been so slow,
Jace,
Brendan.
I've got an issue, mate. I you obviously sent a message at 4 o'clock this morning or 4:30 this morning, and I said, what's her name? And you said no name. So it's just an it. You've had 9 months, mate.
I was really avoiding this. This is why I only wanted to tell the immediate family, so I didn't get any pressure of naming the baby.
Oh, well, no one knows.
Now everyone knows. So. Well,
and not only that, Jace, we've got all of Melbourne on hold with suggestions to name your beautiful little girl. Do you want to hear some of the suggestions?
Yes, what we'll do.
So, Jace, you stay there.
Keep him on the line. He can listen into these.
And we will we'll get your feedback as we go, okay, Jace? So here we've got Megan from Lancefield. Hi, Megan.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Megan. We've got a new Favola in the world. What do you think that we should name her?
Well, I really love the name Willow. I think it's a really sweet name for a little girl.
I love
that,
Willow.
Megan. Jace, Willow Favola.
Maybe what Jace thinks is slightly important as well.
And it kind of flows pretty good too, I think.
Yeah, it's good. I don't mind it.
Okay,
there
we go.
There we go.
Not bad.
It's on the list. Well done, Megan.
That's the happiest
Megan.
We've heard him all morning.
We've got another Jace, Jason in Ballarat. Hey, Jason.
How you going?
Good. Have you got a suggestion for our new Favola?
Yep. I name mine Jay, and I've got seven girls, so J-A-Y-E.
J-A-Y-E is great.
You've got seven girls?
I've got seven girls and one boy.
Oh, you got one. Yes. We went back to the well and got one.
So Jay, in many ways, has named
Jace,
that one after himself.
You could actually. And Jace, that wouldn't be bad. You'd have a little Jay, and she'd be like a little you.
He got a bit lazy there, didn't he?
Yeah. well, we do appreciate Jason from Ballarat's call.
Marie in Clayton South.
Lenny,
hi, Marie.
Lenny's middle name's Jay.
Oh, that's
hi.
Lenny Jay's gorgeous. Mm. Hey, Marie, what would you like to call the new Favola?
Well, because I like simple names, what about Millie Favola?
Millie's gorgeous.
Millie. Well, our best friends, they've got a Millie. Our friends have got a Millie.
So would that be too close to home?
Yeah, maybe Marley.
Oh, Marley.
Marley. Like Jason Marley. Favola, what about Marley Favola?
It's not settling.
No, thank you then, Marie. They're all good ideas. It's just a brainstorm.
Amanda Nary Warren. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Amanda, we're looking for a name for the new Favola. What do you think?
Well, I think given that Alex is in the room and she's obviously done a really good job helping, in honour of her, I think you should name the baby Lexi.
Lexi. Ooh,
I really love Lexi.
Yeah, Lexi's a beautiful name.
Jace.
Willow and Lexi.
Yeah, no, not about Lexi.
Oh.
Look, I did think about this for 9 months. So I don't think we're going to achieve anything in the next 5 minutes.
Well, we tried, Jason. You're welcome.
Congratulations, Jace.
Well done.
Yeah, good work.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Willow. Willow's a good name.
Willow, lock in Willow.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Jace and Megan Favola have just had their baby. That's Fev's brother, a little baby girl.
It, Favola.
We just named it Willow, and we're hoping that
Willow
flies. But we do have another member of the Fox family here, and you may remember she was a producer on our show, Sonda Novak. Booth McNulty. And she's a great dear friend of ours. Now, yesterday she pulled off a prank in the office that went horribly wrong, and she's known for this. It's one of her things.
She's
bad at delivering jokes and pranks. And 131060, we are going to ask the question, when did a joke backfire?
Right.
Because, so it was her last day yesterday, and we have team meets here at work. So there was a team meet, all staff were having a chat, and the next minute, Sonda's decided to fake going into labour because she is in fact 37 weeks pregnant. So let's have a listen to how that went down.
Oh. Just kidding.
Oh, no one's springing into action.
No one helped.
No one helped. And apparently she was doing the full, oh no. And I love it. Tim, just quickly, Tim, assistant to the executive producer. Tim, how did you react in that or respond in that situation?
I just froze.
But I know that there were tears in the room, panic, because you get swept up. And Sonda does that. She did it again. Fev, oh no, you were here. We were all here. We had Pippa, was another producer on our show that we love very much, and Pippa was leaving. Mm. And we were doing goodbye speeches for Pippa. And then Pippa decided to, and Sonda said, we'll do a prank where we say this was all a joke and that Pippa's not actually leaving. And I was in tears. Like, I was actually physically distressed.
It was an emotional roller coaster.
It was very funny.
Fifi was sobbing, and it was a prank that very much backfired.
It did. So 131060, have you tried to deliver a prank and it's backfired? How badly has it backfired?
Yeah.
And maybe in your opinion it didn't backfire.
Let's
think Sonda still thinks she's pretty funny.
Remember when I first started here and you said you could never get pranked and I pranked you like five times?
Okay, that is still one of the most annoying things he's ever done. So, I don't think it's news to anyone. I love sweets. So I walk out of the studio and there's donuts sitting there and I've gone, oh, I'd love to have a donut. I've bitten into what I thought was like a Nutella donut, and he's put tuna in it.
That's
still
not so much,
funny.
That's not so much a prank that backfired, but a prank that he just nailed. Yeah. Anyway,
nailed it.
13 10 60 is our number. We'll take your calls next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, we were talking about Sonda, one of our wonderful team members here at the Fox, who we love dearly, is 37 weeks pregnant. And yesterday in a meeting, she decided as a bit of fun, a bit of a joke, she pretended to go into labour and caused panic, havoc, mayhem here at Fox FM. And then after a few minutes, she revealed that it was a joke. Now, Sonda is renowned for pranks and jokes that backfire, because there's nothing worse than when you do a gotcha and the whole room look at you with daggers and hate you. But that's not the desired reaction. But this can happen. Jack in Keysborough. Hi, Jack.
Hey.
Hey, Jack, have you had a joke or a prank backfire?
Yeah, got one on my mum.
Oh, what did you do?
It was late around Halloween and we love scaring each other, and I had my Halloween mask on me and it was late and I was like right above her and I jumped at her and she didn't recognise me. She gave me a swing to the face, to the nose.
She decked you. That's exactly what we're talking about,
yeah,
Jack.
She thought, hey, that's awesome.
That's assault, which is not funny, really, is it?
I bet it wasn't funny for Jack.
That's backfired slightly.
Thanks, Jack. Michelle in Lilydale. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Hey. I traumatised my poor son at Christmas, so he was being a bit naughty, and as a joke, I thought I'd do the sack of potatoes on the bed. Oh. And he woke up and saw the potatoes and cried and cried and just wrecked Christmas Day. He just wouldn't come out of his room to see all the presents under the tree. And bad mum.
Oh,
Michelle,
you poor thing.
He was about 8 then, and he's 15 now, and he still every Christmas brings it up.
Oh, that's cruel.
Michelle, do you know what I've only just started? Because Trixie had a little moment yesterday where she refused to get off the swings and I'm like, we're going. And then I did my very first, I'm going to tell Santa you're being naughty. Look on her face.
Oh boy. You've got to play that card very sparingly.
I love that card.
I play it all the time.
Adrian in Melton. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Adrian. Did you have a prank, a joke backfire? Hey,
yes. So I thought it'd be hilarious to throw flour on my partner while she was in the shower. She's looked up and it's just gone straight into her eyes and she was bawling her eyes for
Wow.
The original prank wasn't a great concept, was it?
It's awesome.
I thought it was hilarious at the time.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
It's funny. You just don't factor in someone looking up.
Absolutely.
The best is when Michelle's, the potatoes. Mm. Girls, grab me a beer out of the fridge. No, Dad, get you something. Oops, Santa won't come.
Oh, that's a low blow.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Top Gear, big show, particularly over in the UK. I've never watched one episode, but people love it.
I don't like
Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond. And remember when Richard Hammond, he had a really bad crash, a really bad accident. Mm. He was driving a supercar that can reach 354 kilometres an hour. I mean, that sounds massively irresponsible, doesn't it?
Well, it's just the show. It's a performance vehicle.
I know, but you shouldn't have a car that can go that fast.
You shouldn't.
You just shouldn't. So he was driving this car and he ended up flipping it, broke a leg. Terrible crash, massive crash. Anyway, video of it has surfaced as he's sitting there at the steering wheel in the car, he's looked at the camera and gone, watch this, and then gone and done this. Now, do you know what I love about those two words? Watch this, followed by something very embarrassing or not necessarily, because when you line something up, and you're so confident. And I remember, in actual fact, speaking about flipping cars, when I was the Sunrise weather presenter, I was at a mud bash, which is somewhere in Victoria. I forgot. I travelled so much. I've no idea what part. But anyway, I was into the bush.
Cultured.
I was in the bush. Hmm. And I was at, I think it was near Colac maybe. But anyway, I was at a mud bash. And the mud bash is you drive your a revved up monster trucks at a car through like a dam and you've got to get to the other side. And I remember I looked at Koshy and it was Mel Doyle at the time and I looked in the window to the cameraman and went, I did say pretty much watch this. And I went down and I do have that competitive edge, spinach, and that Fev and I both have. And I've come out the other side and fully flipped it live on television.
Wow.
And I was upside down and the ambulance had to come and get me out. Yeah. So that's what happened.
That explains a lot.
That explains a lot, Boxy.
Another example, when I was at uni and I was trying to impress a guy that was sort of, this is at Monash at the Clayton campus. Mm. I was in the quadrangle in the courtyard and there was sort of the eating cafeteria looking down and I could see some guys up there and there was a guy I quite liked and he was looking and I just said to my friends, I think I've told you this story. Have I told you this?
No.
He's a footballer and he was an AFL footballer at the time. I'm not saying his name because I've said his name before and it's really embarrassing.
Say his name. It'll give more context
to
the story.
Okay, I really like Stephen Jureka. Played for Richmond at the time. Yeah, and he's married and his wife's lovely and he's friends with Georgie Coghlan from The Project. Oh, George has told me this. Yeah. Anyway, and I'm like, oh, he's a proper AFL footballer. Anyway, so I've said to my friends, watch this. Because, again, don't forget, I'm like 18
sure.
and I think what a guy's looking for is a chick that can play footy. Like, I had no idea. Because I'm guessing as a footballer, you're not looking for a girl that can play footy, Fev. You don't really care.
Yeah, you just want someone nice.
So I said to my friend, kick me the ball and I'm going to mark it. And hopefully Stephen will go, well, there you go.
It's his dream girl, taking a hanger.
So I've jumped up to mark the ball, but I've tripped and fallen head face into a ball. Into like a bush.
I've never heard this story.
Haven't you? They couldn't get me out. It was a prickle bush, and my friends wouldn't even come in and get me. But I had those famous words before. I was like, "Watch this. I'm gonna mark this ball." So 13-10-60. Let's ask Melbourne. What happened after you said, "Watch this"?
I had a great mate. We had a bar one night, having a couple of cold ones off the wood, and he's pretty confident in himself. And there was a glamour walked in, perched herself at the bar, and he goes, "Watch this, boys." And he went over and he, like, cool cat, strutted up, like, flicked the hair back, give us a little wink, sat down, and within about 3 seconds, he's walking back. Not interested.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, we're talking about, though, times in your life where you've been, and usually you're showing off, and you look at someone and your mates and you go, "Hey, watch this." And then you do something like Richard Hammond from Top Gear. He crashed a very expensive car after he'd said to the cameraman, "Watch this." And often you end up with egg on your face, a bit of a laughing stock, or maybe sometimes worse. Daniel in Mernda. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Daniel. Have you given it a bit of "watch this"?
That I have. Have you guys heard of the Superman on a BMX bike?
No, what's a Superman?
So you ride out the back of the bike, essentially parallel to the bike.
Mm.
I went to do that, turned to my mates, went, "Watch this." Went to do it, didn't get the bike under me, and straight on the ghoulies.
Oh, ouchies.
Ooh.
Whoa, Dan, were you... Did
a ruptured ghoulie.
Did you require medical assistance?
No, plenty of dental.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Daniel, how are the gonads now?
Whoa.
They work. I've got two kids.
Oh, oh, there we go. That's all worked
after.
Out in the
That's
end.
That's exactly what I was after.
Yeah, you got to be careful, don't you, when you're doing a Superman on a BMX. Jay in Berwick. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you guys going?
Good, Jay. When have you said to somebody, "Watch this"?
So I'm in a dance crew, and we had this new chick just join up, and she had a boyfriend, but I was feeling on, and I said to her, "Mate, watch this." So I then ended the dance minute by doing a backflip and broke my ankle on stage.
Oh, Jay.
No.
Yeah, so, you know, so she was sort of like, "Oh, you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, look, just my ankle's okay." Then ambulance, and we came like second last, so we're all good.
Oh no! Did it? You obviously you were trying to impress her, but then did you get her attention, Jay? And it was a bit of a nurse
sympathy.
Florence Nightingale.
Yeah, well, she's in my dance crew, so I didn't even need the attention.
You were sure.
Yeah,
he felt. He said he was on, but clearly he wasn't.
Yeah, just a bit off that day.
Do you remember that time when we used to do some really silly stuff, and we went out to Witten Oval? And I was on barefoot and I said, "Hey, Boxy, watch this," and slotted it from 60.
I went from this moment of just, you know, really enjoying working with my radio co-host to looking at him in awe like he was God. It was amazing.
And those Bulldogs boys go, "Wish I could kick that far."
How has this happened? How have we ended up singing Fev's praises at the end of all this?
That was an amazing
moment. It was
extraordinary. I'll never forget
it. It was barefoot from 65 out.
But I said, "Watch this."
At an impossible angle.
It was a moment I went, "I'm actually standing next to an AFL legend."
He's an elite athlete.
He had a flush.
Yeah, no, he really nailed it.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fev, this is our last show of 2017 before we return in the new year of 2018.
Yes, we'll go and refresh, revive ourselves and...
get some new stories.
But we've had such a ball. We've loved this year and we often... say this, but let's take a moment to say this. The three of us are in the studio, but really this show is so much bigger than that. It's obviously our incredible support team behind the scenes, but also you listening. We really, this is your show too, and we have so many wonderful people who call us every day, and we love your stories. Let's be honest, they're better than ours most of the time. But we thought we would relive some of our highlights of the year. And I think the highlight for me, what stands out the most, is in the middle of the year, we were talking a lot about bullying, and we are bored on this show. We detest it. We try to stomp it out wherever we see it. And we love our kids, and we want all our kids to grow up loved, supported, and to not go into an environment like school or kinder or high school or wherever they're going and feeling bullied. And
we want everyone to be safe boxing.
We want everyone to be safe, and we want everyone to have friends. And we heard about little Logan. Now, Logan was turning 7, and he hadn't had anyone come to his birthday party when he was 6, and he didn't have any friends. And we just thought, no, I mean, how heartbreaking to be a parent and to send out invitations, and on that Saturday, when it's your child's birthday party and no one turns up. So we thought, Logan, we are not letting you down this year. And we had a massive 7th birthday party. I'm getting all
at Margaret Court Arena.
Teary. At Margaret Court Arena. And we all, Melbourne, you all joined in and we celebrated little Logan.
Very special birthday surprise.
That's good.
Okay, good.
Who are you voting for? Who's your footy team?
Oh, he was so up and about. That was the best morning. And he made a lot of mates that day that he has kept in touch with to this day, which was so good.
I had a great day.
It was a beautiful morning. And we invited, don't forget, we had a lot of other children that we invited who didn't have friends either. So it was just a great day for bringing kids together who needed, you know, some buddies.
I remember speaking to two mums, and I think we were getting some fairy floss or something from the fairy floss, because I took my kids as well, and they said they both got kids at a 7 who've got autism. And there was a lot of face painting, and there was a laser, the game.
Laser tag.
And one of the kids went up to the other kid and said, "You've got the same face paint on as me. Do you want to go play laser tag together?"
Aww.
And both parents cried, and they said that's never happened in their whole life where someone's come up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, stop it.
That's what that morning was about.
It was an amazing morning.
So that's definitely a highlight, an important highlight. But look, we're all taking turns here. Fev, what's something that stands out for you?
Byron, where do we start? Been a big year.
You've achieved a lot of personal highlights.
We've achieved a lot. What's been my highlight? Maybe just play the package, Byron.
Let's go, Byron! All right, that's Fev hasn't even got the paper G-string on. This undercarriage. It's falling out.
We're trying to forget that, Fev. Can you explain what that was?
We were nudie running. Come on.
Fev and Byron, they were both part of a lot of nudie runs on this show.
Okay.
We're still not sure why, it was definitely something that you two both embraced. Was that the snow one, or was that...
That was the Royal Botanic Gardens.
Royal Botanic Gardens, and we also went in a bath together after the guy in...
In America. Yes. That's right.
Got in a bath with his father, so Byron and I did that. And then we went down to the snow, where it's very chilly.
Oh, naked tobogganing.
Naked tobogganing down the snow. And we looked to our left, and there was a whole of Mount Buller executives sitting in a meeting saying, why is Fev and that other guy going tobogganing nude?
I've just got to say, a very good mate of ours who was obviously here for a lot of the year, Dave Thornton, and we can't wait for his Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows next year. It's going to be massive for Dave, and Dave, to this day, is one of our best mates. Look, the thing is, with respect to Dave, he hasn't left a vacuum on this show. I have two other fantastic comedians in here, Fifi and Fev. Both, I mean, you should probably consider comedy festival shows yourself.
Well, before the show, I was not a funny man, but then learning off Dave. I am on.
He'd be proud of you, Fev, for jokes like this.
When I was growing up in Wonga Park, occasionally I'd be on the couch in the lounge room and I'd see a mouse come from under the fridge and go into the pantry and I'd scream.
Poor Alex has gone down to Conda in her room.
That's not even a joke. That's just true.
Just really unfortunate.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We are just about done. Just quickly, when we were looking back at some of our highlights of the year, we forgot to mention someone very, very important, Fev. I can't believe, Fifi, that we left this person out. He was quite hurt by the fact he wasn't referenced.
I got a text message.
What do you mean?
From a mate of the show and a mate of mine, Honky.
Honky!
And he said,
ring-a-ding-ding, honky is the king.
Oh, how could we forget honky?
He goes, how did I not get a mention in your package?
Honky is one of the pivotal players for the Melton South Panthers and a real supporter of the show. And to not have mentioned him in a year of highlights package was really a slap in the face for Honky.
It was. No, we love you, Honky. We love you all. We're really, it's a mixed emotions because we really love this job and we don't want to take a holiday, but if it's been offered, we will take it. So we wish everybody a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Remember, please stay safe. Please look after each other. Enjoy life, love, celebrate your families and your loved ones. And we so look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Yes, enjoy Christmas. Stay safe, as Boxy said. Have fun. Nothing better than Christmas when you get around all your family and friends, have a couple of frothies, bit of turkey. I'll be having a Jenny Craig meal. But everyone else, enjoy that. Byron, have fun with your son. Enjoy
Thank
America.
Thank you. Can't wait
and
to get
Boxy,
to LA.
I'll miss you.
I'll
and
miss
Merry
you
Christmas.
Too.
Can't wait not to see your faces for another 6 weeks. Woo!
And I guess we'll all get back together again for work and also for R&B Vine Days. It's like R&B Friday, except at the winery. So we'll have to do all that together as a team.
Thanks to all our producers for a great year.
Yeah,
massive thanks.
See you next year.
We're out.
You've just listened to The Catch-Up, the most flexible way for you to get Fifi, Fev and Byron. For the most flexible internet you can get, it has to be iPrimus. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.